two cities, one community, residents in Albury and Wodonga have been struggling due to a tough border closure that has impacted health services, businesses, and the flow between the heavily impacted cities. New South Wales Deputy Premier John Barilaro announced today that in the next 10 days, travel restrictions for residents on the New South Wales-Victorian border will be eased. So what does this look like? We are now joined by Andrew Cottrell, Regional Manager for Business New South Wales, to discuss the latest developments. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Marlene.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problems. It was wonderful to hear.
Now, what is the latest decision regarding how the border closure will work?
Well, the latest decision, as announced yesterday by the Deputy Premier, essentially brings us back to where we were 7 or 8 weeks ago at the original border closure, where there will remain a border checkpoint on the river all the way along the Victorian border. However, the border zone, the community that's identified as being a cross-border community will be expanded back out to the original 50-kilometre bubble. So in essence, the rule said that anyone who was identified in a border community could cross the border for daily living purposes. There were no restrictions on that other than having to hold a border permit. About 4 or 5 weeks ago, that was wound back so that only critical workers could cross the border from a broader region. And so in essence, it's bringing back that community living permit and allowing workers from within that 50-kilometre zone to cross the border for the purposes of employment.
Absolutely. And it's safe to say that this has been a really hard time for communities living on the border. How is this decision going to impact those communities?
Well, these communities, as you said in your introduction, they haven't developed independently. They are really one community with a border splitting them, but that's just not recognised and part of our daily living. So people haven't been able to visit family. People haven't been able to visit friends or do their shopping. In essence, right along the border, they've been isolated to their side. Businesses have lost half of their customer base. That's been a huge impact. And many staff were not able to attend their workplace. So that's been a critical issue for business. We surveyed 1,200 businesses along the border and found that the average impact to them was $8,500 per week. So we know it was crippling businesses. These latest announcements have certainly been received with delight from the business community. We know that there will still be some challenges there in delays in crossing the border, but getting ourselves back to some degree of normality is absolutely what's needed, and businesses are delighted to hear that.
That is an really stark impact. But small businesses from the border communities are going to be eligible for New South Wales government grants. What do we know about these grants so far? When are they going to be rolling out?
So the grants actually kick in on the 8th of September. The process is that businesses will be eligible for a $5,000 grant if they can demonstrate that they've been impacted in their revenue by more than 30%, and for other businesses who've been impacted more severely by up to 75% or more than 75% will be eligible for a $10,000 grant. So we'll be very closely watching that process as it comes out to make sure that businesses can qualify. There's $45 million available. And it's really important that that does get to businesses right along the New South Wales side of the border. We'll be certainly encouraging everyone to apply for that. We know that those impacts have been profound on businesses. Many have had to close their doors. This will be a start to getting things back open and back to normal.
For sure. But it is an interesting comparison there where you mentioned the survey is around 8,000 dollars loss, and the highest for this grant is $10,000. So that's not more than a week of actual loss, really.
Yeah, that's the hard part. We know that this will only go some way towards compensating businesses for those losses. We do know that many business owners and their families have had to step into businesses to work the extra hours to cover for key workers who were unable to get across the border to their work. Many people found themselves on JobSeeker because they couldn't get across the border to their work, yet they couldn't qualify for the JobKeeper because the business was still operating. So there are all sorts of complications that were created by this. It has been great to see things trending down in Victoria in terms of cases, and particularly in the northern part of Victoria, there are very few cases. So we're pleased that the Premier and the Deputy Premier were able to agree to let us go back to a somewhat of a compromised situation where we can at least cross the border for daily living and get some of our customer bases back and our businesses open again.
It's so important. Now, just before I let you go, I did want to ask you, now that we're going to be seeing an easing in this bubble rule, what next steps are you hoping the government will take?
So the first thing, that the government's actually going to set up some quarantine points on the border so that people entering or re-entering New South Wales, as a New South Wales residents most likely, will be able to quarantine here rather than having to fly through Sydney. There were many challenges for people who need to come back to New South Wales, but the additional cost of flying to Sydney, the impracticality of that in terms of getting vehicles and pets back, etc., was a real challenge. So that they're going to set up some quarantine points. That's the first thing. Ultimately, we need to see how this goes, and we're urging everyone in our community to be very, very responsible with how they use these border permits. If everything goes well for the next few weeks, I suspect once this opens up, then we'd be looking for further relaxations in the system that allows people across. But there are still some challenges with workers needing to go from Victoria further into New South Wales. At the moment, agricultural workers can travel up to 100 kilometres into New South Wales. That's also going to be the case under this new system for construction and manufacturing workers. They have work further into the state, and we need to make sure that there's some system whereby perhaps after a COVID test, a clear test, they can enter the state and go further into the state. And that's also a problem for farming. The seasonal nature of agricultural work means that people driving harvesters or picking fruit crops and the like need to travel further into the state. So we need to find a way through those. This is a really good first step towards recovery.
Absolutely. And it's really important to shine a light on those communities so that they're not forgotten in the craziness of everything that's happening across
Absolutely.
The country. Thank you so much for joining us, Andrew, and providing
Thanks,
your insight.
Molly.